What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
That's all Simpsons joke. DJ Automation 2000, whatever the machine was called. And it said something about, hey, what about those sports results? And the guy said, how does it keep up in the current affairs? Stop praising the machine.
How about those guys in Congress?
Yeah, but these days, like, AI allows you to stop doing the thinking and let the robots do the thinking.
What little bit of thinking we do in this show could potentially be replaced by ChatGPT. And that's what we decided to do. We fed in two presenters talk on the radio about their weekend.
That was the only prompt we gave ChatGPT, just to see what it would come back with. So it has spat out a script. So we're going to do it now. We're going to read this verbatim that has come out of the AI machine to see if this would be as good or better or worse.
We could actually be putting ourselves out of a job here.
Very much could. So let's not overreg it. But anyway, okay. Here we go. This is write a radio segment for two presenters talking about their weekend. Here we go. Hey there, and welcome back to our Monday morning radio show.
It's already good.
I'm presenter one, and I'm here with presenter two. How was your weekend, presenter two?
Hey, presenter one. It was pretty good. I spent most of it catching up on some much-needed rest, but I also managed to squeeze in some fun activities, too.
That sounds great, presenter two. What did you get up to?
Well, on Saturday morning, I went for a long walk in the park. It was so nice to get some fresh air and stretch my legs. Then in the afternoon, I met up with some friends for a picnic.
Yes,
definitely not Ireland. We had a great time chatting, eating some tasty food, and soaking up the sun.
That sounds like a perfect way to spend a Saturday. What about Sunday, presenter two?
Well, presenter one, on Sunday I decided to try something new and took a pottery class.
Interesting.
Which was weirdly open on a Sunday. It was so much fun. I've always been interested in ceramics.
Really?
But I'd never actually tried it before. I ended up making a pretty decent mug. If I do say so myself.
Wow, that's awesome. You'll have to bring in your mug and show it to me sometime. As for me, my weekend was a little less eventful. I spent most of it catching up on some work and doing some cleaning around the house.
That sounds like your actual weekend. Sometimes a quiet weekend at home can be just what you need though, presenter one.
That's true. I did manage to squeeze in a bit of relaxation too. On Sunday evening, presenter two, I watched a movie and ordered some takeout. It was nice to just kick back and unwind.
Sounds like the perfect end to a busy weekend.
Absolutely. And now it's back to the grind. So true, presenter one.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And you're one.
I'm one.
But at least we've got each other to keep the Monday blues at bay.
That's right. Thanks for tuning in, folks. We'll be back with more chatter and tunes next week.
Next week?
I, for one, think the timetable of these two robot DJs is more like what we want in here. You do one link on the Monday morning and you come back the following Monday.
This is Today FM.
We've been asking ChatGPT to come up with different pieces of radio for us. We started the show with a link about our weekends. We've decided to ask it to do something else now, which is
we need to get to the big questions. You know, weekends is fine. It's a good Kickstarter. But it's the big questions people need answered. And surely AI can do that. So we have put in, write a radio segment where two male presenters disagree on whether you should wash your legs in the shower.
That's so real.
Dave, if any of you are new to the show, Dave has refused to wash his legs in any way, in any format, shower, ever. Bath, ever.
No.
And he just thinks it's unnecessary and the suds dripping from top down will do the leg washing for you.
They've given us names in this. So rather than be Dermot and Dave, let's be the names they've suggested. You're Mike and I'm Tom. So okay. Let's go.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to Clean Cut Debate.
I like it.
With Mike and Tom. Today we're diving into a hot topic that's been sparking some controversy. Should you wash your legs in the shower? I'm Mike and I'm here to argue in favour of washing your legs as part of your shower routine.
And I'm Tom and I beg to differ. Mike, I think washing your legs is unnecessary and a waste of time. Our legs don't really get dirty and the soap and water from the rest of our body wash is enough to clean them. Wow, I agree with
Tom. That's your entire argument.
Yeah, literally.
Come on, Tom. Our legs come into contact. No, he was actually, there's two exclamation marks. Come on, Tom! Our legs come into contact with dirt, sweat and environmental pollutants on a daily basis. Just like any other part of our body. They need proper cleaning to maintain hygiene and prevent odour.
Hey, well, stink. Mike, I understand your point, but I still think it's overkill. Our skin produces natural oils to help protect and moisturise it. Excessive washing can actually strip away those oils, leading to dryness and irritation.
And what about the feet? Our feet are particularly prone to sweat and odour. They deserve some attention in the shower too.
I see your point, Mike. But I think it's unnecessary. Plus, skipping the extra step of washing your legs can save us time in the shower, especially on busy mornings.
Time is important, Tom, but proper hygiene should not be compromised. Our legs deserve the same care and attention as the rest of our body. Plus, it's not just about cleanliness, but also about feeling refreshed and revitalized after a good shower. I don't want my legs not to feel revitalized.
By the way, Tom is completely passive with this argument. He keeps just saying, I see what you're saying. Now he goes, agree to disagree, Mike. I still think it's personal preference. And I'm all for saving time in the shower.
Well, we want to hear from you. What do you think? Should you wash your legs in the shower? Are you Team Mike or Team Tom? Even we can't remember who we are. Call in or share your thoughts on our social media pages.
That's all the time we have for today's Clean Cut Debate. Thanks for tuning in and joining the discussion. This is Tom and Mike signing off. Oh, it says segment ends with a fade out jingles. We need to create a jingle. No, we need to create one for Clean Cut Debate. Ready? Clean cut debate. Clean cut debate.
Clean cut debate.
Clean. Screw you, Tom!
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m.